This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. And it's hour two on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. Come on in, stay a while. Gang's all here, including Fritzy. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Also, next batch of Tailgate Moonshine, you will need to sign up for the Dan Patrick Show newsletter. And you go to danpatrick.com, put in your email address that comes out, bottom right corner, and you get details on all the things we have for sale, new T-shirts, and the Tailgate Moonshine, the Pumpkin Spice Maple. That'll be coming out sometime next week. Also, calendars. We have the DP Show calendars. Do we have those calendars? Did they come in, Seton?
They are in and currently being signed.
Okay. Who's signing them?
Well, I've signed a few.
Oh, you have?
Paul's signed a few, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, we normally do that thing where we sign a bunch of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're starting to work on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I'll sign them too?
I mean, that would probably be a hit with the people.
Not in that order.
Yes, Paul.
They're very highbrow this year. I don't want to give anything away, but they're very, you know, we've elevated our game artistically, these calendars,
yeah.
I would say. We are on homage.
Yeah. I'm being called out because I'm not mentioning the coaches who were successful in the NFL, and that is Jimmy Johnson and Jim Harbaugh and Pete Carroll and Dennis Green. So, yes, those guys were successful. Pete is still successful. Jim Harbaugh back at Michigan. But I was pointing out a pretty good list here of coaches who haven't done well. Urban Meyer, Chip Kelly, Nick Saban, Steve Spurrier, Lou Holtz, Dennis Erickson. They had pretty good resumes as well. But, you know, if you're going to leave to go to the Chicago Bears, you got to understand that Chicago Bears aren't very good. And that's why there's an opening, or will be an opening probably, with the Bears. And if Caleb Williams goes and all of a sudden Lincoln Riley goes and it's a package deal, that could be interesting. We'll talk to Scott Wolf. He will join us coming up, a reporter for Inside US, USC. And get his thoughts on sort of what's, I don't know, circling. I don't know if it's like legitimate reports here, but the fact that Lincoln Riley, is he putting out feelers to maybe go to the NFL? Also, Caleb Williams, did he ask for a piece of the team, if whoever he's drafted by? We're going to find out about that coming up. 877-3DP Show. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. Downloading the app and our streaming partner there. We'll get to phone calls coming up as well. Peter Schrager, NFL insider, NFL Network will join us. Chris Collinsworth will stop by as well. The Phillies and the Diamondbacks, game three this afternoon. The Astros and Rangers, that'll be game four tonight. Jags and the Saints coming up tonight. The Jags are getting one against the Saints. The over-under is 40. And speaking of gambling, the gambling podcast, Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. We will record another episode after the show. It'll be available at danpatrick.com. And that means Shea and Irving, Dylan the graphics guy, who took the money line on Stanford to beat Colorado. And you have Bad Larry, who will join us as well. All right, Seton, poll question for hour two is going to be what?
We've currently got three working. Thrice.
All right.
Do you believe Caleb Williams asked for equity in the team that drafts him? Right now, 66% of the audience say no. Okay. Who would you put in the Hall of Fame first, Alex Rodriguez or Jose Altuve? Right now, Alex Rodriguez, 67% of the vote.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. And Trevor Lawrence is ...
Ooh. Ooh, playing the ... game.
A top 10 NFL quarterback. Somewhat disappointing so far.
There's no
right
in
now
between?
It's 50-50.
There's no middle ground. Oh, okay.
But apparently, if you're 11 down, you're somewhat disappointing.
Okay. I think if you're after 15, you'd be disappointed. Well, number one overall pick. All right. Yeah, Paul.
I didn't give a middle ground answer on that poll question. I was working one up. I was like, you know what? You got to pick your direction. What you think of him so far.
Middle ground is always terrible in these poll questions because that's what everybody goes to.
It's called so, yeah. Todd. That's where Todd lands.
Yeah, no, middle ground doesn't work in this poll question game.
Okay, all right, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is a top 10 quarterback. I think he is. Now, is he a talent like a top 10 talent, or do we like how do you do this? If I put Josh Herbert in there. Justin Herbert in there. And Lawrence beat him in a playoff game. And can you put Herbert above him? I think most people would.
I've got a bunch of lists here, preseason list, and yeah. Trevor Lawrence is anywhere from 7 to 12.
Okay.
He never goes too far down the list. On a couple lists, he's ahead of Lamar Jackson.
Okay. Well, I think we've seen the ceiling for Lamar Jackson. We've seen he was an MVP. Now, can he get back there? There's still, I don't know if they know exactly how to use him with a new offensive coordinator. You got some weapons, wide receiver. You got a couple of good wide receivers. You got a really good tight end. They've never had that running game. That's where I think would be a great destination for Derrick Henry. Because somebody, it feels like, is going to get Derrick Henry this year. If the Titans aren't formidable, is Derrick Henry going to be available? And is that Buffalo? Is that, Cincinnati? I think there are a few teams where you go, oh, boy, if they would get somebody like him. But I wondered about that. So is Trevor Lawrence... Give me that. So is he a top 10 quarterback or is he a disappointment?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, he's more of a top 10 quarterback than a disappointment. Because I'm going to give him the hall pass for that first year with Urban Meyer. Because he had to be the grown-up in the room. Yeah, Paulie.
Trevor Lawrence led the league in interceptions as a rookie. That's not necessarily a bad thing. Peyton Manning did that. A bunch of other guys did that. Brett Favre led the league in interceptions a couple times.
Elway did, I think, as well.
Elway, Breeze, Eli, lots of really good quarterbacks. Matt Stafford.
Well, he went to a bad team. I mean, that's why they had the number one pick. Yeah, Seton. There's
probably a lot of terrible quarterbacks that have done the same too, though. Huh?
Ooh.
Well, you have to be good enough to be able to continue to play. When you think about it,
right?
Like you got to be good enough to be bad.
I mean, there might be the flip side of that too.
Thank you, Seton.
Yeah.
Scott Wolf, he's been covering USC for over 25 years, reporter for Inside USC blog, and caught my attention with this story yesterday. And I had speculated this on the preseason. I had no information, no inside information, other than is Lincoln Riley putting out feelers to take a job in the NFL next season, maybe a package deal with Caleb Williams. And that's what Scott wrote yesterday. The word is Riley would be open to an NFL job if he could follow Caleb Williams and if the Bears had the number one pick in the draft. Let's bring in Scott now. Scott, how real is this?
Well, I think it's, you know, coaches are notorious gossips, which is why I love coaches. So I've heard this from three different NFL coaches that they've heard he's putting out feelers to NFL teams that he's ready to jump if it's the right scenario, which means he wants to go somewhere with Caleb Williams, you know, presumably the number one pick in the draft. So it would be the team that had the top pick or traded for the top pick. And that would be the ticket to the NFL. And if you listen to him talk the last couple months, he keeps saying, I only want to coach till I'm 50, which would be 10 years. So this would probably be a time to think about jumping to the NFL if he wants to do it.
Just a coincidence that this comes out after the bad loss to Notre Dame?
Yeah, I actually heard it last week before the game, and I waited to kind of talk to a couple other people because I didn't want to just write it without kind of getting it from other sources. And I do sense, though, you know, the loss kind of magnifies the situation a little bit because I think he is getting a little frustrated right now because there is a lot of criticism in L.A. with the team, the way it looks, that, you know, for 2 years they've been talking about the horrible defense and his lack of a defensive coordinator and all that stuff, I think, kind of wears on him, and he's looking at life without Caleb Williams. So I think it's something he's pondering.
Yeah, I think that Notre Dame loss kind of illuminated what people were afraid to say, and that is USC is not a great team, even very good, and maybe not even a good team. I think that Caleb has kind of covered up a lot of things here, and if you look around, the Pac-12 got some pretty good teams there, and is this a rebuild USC situation, do you think? Let's say Caleb leaves, when he leaves, and Lincoln Riley stays. Are they reloading or rebuilding?
Well, to me, the big question is, does Alex Grinch come back if Lincoln Riley stays? I think he needs a top-notch defensive coordinator, and he's resisted that his whole career. You know, he's a Mike Leach disciple. These guys don't know any defensive coaches. They don't care about defense, it almost seems like. And like you said, Caleb Williams is an eraser. He erased all their problems. And I feel like a broken record talking about, you know, the cornerbacks, the offensive line, the scheme on defense. So I don't know how much he can fix those things. You know, we can call it a rebuild, but he's gone so aggressive in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
I don't know how much more he can do in the transfer portal for next year.
What do you make of the story that's resurfaced that Caleb Williams is, his reps are telling teams or agents to tell teams that he wants a piece of the team if he goes there?
I think that's farcical, to be honest with you. I mean, a rookie coming in and saying he wants a piece of the team who hasn't even proven himself. I mean, is he going to show the game tape of the Notre Dame game when he makes this pitch to get a piece of the team? I mean, an NFL owner, I think, would just laugh at such a prospect. And, you know, I don't know that he's actually said that. I saw the report that he did, and, you know, he's welcome to ask for anything he wants, but we're talking about the NFL here. I mean, give me a break that a rookie is going to come in and get a piece of the team.
But what kind of advice is he getting? Because you can't do this. Legally, you can't get a piece of the team because then you could circumvent the salary cap. I could give Patrick Mahomes $1 million and a piece of the team. Therefore, I don't have to give him, you know, $55 million. I can use that money elsewhere. So it is farcical that you would even ask that question because it's illegal. It's against the CBA. So that's why I don't know if he's being sabotaged here. It just feels like people might start to pile on Caleb Williams a little bit.
Well, you know, anybody could say it because he's like a conglomerate at this point, even though he's in college with all his endorsement deals and his management. And, you know, his father obviously is a very big influence, and he's already talked publicly about, you know, we have to go to the worst team in the NFL if he's the number one pick, and that's not really ideal, blah, blah, blah. So I think all this stuff at the end of the day, he's going to go as the number one pick wherever he's picked, and that's the end of the story, because I look at him and he looks a little jaded to me this year, and I think he's kind of frustrated. And just I want to add something to this, you know, idea he would go with Riley. At the Arizona State game, he was waving Riley off during the game when Riley was trying to signal him to change plays. So I'm not even sure that deep down he wants to play with Lincoln Riley.
Well, you know what, Scott? If I'm correct with this, that it felt like Lincoln Riley was pointing fingers at Caleb Williams missing wide open receivers when he threw those three interceptions against Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's something, you know, we haven't seen in L.A. as from Lincoln Riley because they've been successful, but it looks like when they lose or struggle, he kind of points the fingers at the players, and it finally got around to Caleb Williams became the focal point of that criticism after the game Saturday, and that's something you haven't seen out of him because he hasn't had to criticize him, but you're seeing, I think, a fraying around the edges of the program right now because they're dealing with adversity for the first time, and it's only been one loss. What happens when they play Oregon, Washington, you know, UCLA? They got to play Utah this Saturday. So everybody's kind of holding their breath to see how the last five games are going to go.
Is Lincoln Riley the head coach at USC next year?
That's a hard question. I suspect he will be back just because I'm not sure an NFL team is going to want him. And what I've heard is if they did want him, they would order him to hire a defensive coordinator that they want and defensive coaches that they want. And I don't know if he's ready to give up that power. So I don't know if he's ready to make that big leap right now. But, hey, if the Chicago Bears came, I'm sure he would try to go.
Scott, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime, Dan.
Scott Wolf, reporter for Inside USC blog. He's been covering USC for 25 years now. That's why when I saw who wrote it, and I was like, oh, we should talk to Scott about this, because I think it could happen. That's why I brought it up in the preseason. And I know that there were people saying, well, he's not leaving. You just got there. How many opportunities do you have where you could go to the NFL, which is probably his goal, and you're going to go with Caleb Williams? That's a good start for your coaching career. Coaches get fired, as I say all the time, when they don't have their quarterback. If you have your quarterback, chances are you're going to stay employed because we will see the possibility. We'll see the hope there. Now, Chicago, Eberflus is going to probably lose his job. He doesn't have his quarterback there. I don't know if Carolina has their quarterback. Houston has their quarterback. The Colts, I don't know if they have their quarterback. You just go around the league and you go, does Tampa have their quarterback? No, probably not. But does Las Vegas have their quarterback? Probably not. And those coaches will be on the hot seat at some point, whether it's this year or next year. Just goes along with the territory. But when you have that quarterback, you know, with Arizona, do you have your quarterback? Do you want Kyler Murray? How about this conundrum, as we like to say? He's coming back to practice. Kyler Murray, if I'm Kyler Murray, I want to play so my team can't be in a position to draft my successor. But if you're management, do you want to put him on ice? Because do you want Kyler Murray, or do you want the possibility of getting Caleb Williams or Drake May or Michael Penix Jr.? How interesting must that be? Hey, Kyler, good to see you, I think. Yes, Marv.
I just love when a team is in position to get the number one pick and they lose, or they win their last game, and somebody's like, oh, congratulations. shut up. We lost out on Caleb Williams.
Yes, Paul.
A month ago, Arizona had the third and fourth pick of the draft. That's where they were in the tankathon rankings. Right now, the Arizona Cardinals had the fourth pick of the draft, And the pick they got from Houston, because Houston's doing okay, is the 13th pick of the draft.
Mm. And there's a lot of football left to be played.
Sure.
All right. let's take a break here. Peter Schrager on loan from NFL Network will stop by. Chris Collinsworth in an hour from now. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. NFL season going strong, and DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking up new customers with an offer that's even stronger. Bet $5 on any game this week. Score $200 instantly in bonus bets. And all customers can take advantage of the sweetener offer every game day this October. Get in on all the game day greatness. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code Patrick. New customers score $200 instantly in bonus bets when you bet $5 on the NFL. That's code Patrick, only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Fritzy?
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. Licensee partner, Golden Nugget, Lake Charles. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms. For eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV. We don't do too many things to be proud of, but I am proud of the calendars this year. I just saw them. They just came in. We're signing a batch of them. They look great. We did a takeoff on famous portraits, paintings. There's some really, really well done. French kid did a wonderful job with this. And we have the calendars. Are they available right now, Seton, to pre-order at danpatrick.com?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, we'll let you know when they're available, but they are great. Also, next week, we'll let you know about the latest batch of Tailgate Moonshine. If you're on the newsletter, you'll find out first. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. He's Peter Schrager, NFL Network, Good Morning Football co-host, and you can see him there Monday through Friday at 7 Eastern. Peter joins us on the program now. How real are these Caleb Williams rumors, or is it becoming a story of, there's five teams I'll go to, I want a piece of the team? What do you make of this? Or, you know, could he go back to school? Feels like there's a lot going on here.
Well, the NFL's monitoring this stuff, Dan, obviously, and that was the first time I heard of the piece of the team conversation. That one just showed up this week, and I had not heard that prior to this. But the NIL money makes it different. This isn't a State Farm commercial where he's making seven figures, and he's at USC in L.A. where he's a bigger star than either quarterback of the Chargers or the Rams, and those guys are pretty notable. So this is a very specific case, but I don't think it's going to be necessarily an oddity moving forward when these players are getting paid in college where they don't have to leave for the NFL or they can be a little bit more selective. He's the number one prospect, but I think there's going to be another number one prospect next year, the year after that. And if they're paid the way they are in college right now, what's the rush? He's living a pretty good life as is.
What about Lincoln Riley possibly coaching in the NFL as a package deal?
Yeah, I'd be interested in that one. Obviously, Lincoln and him had the history with Oklahoma. And you know who else is with him in L.A. right now? Cliff Kingsbury is coaching the offense. So he's getting NFL coaching, and he's getting his guy in Lincoln. He's getting it at that level. But I'm not saying it's a cautionary tale with some of these college coaches. The last couple have been Rule and have been Urban. Those are different styles than maybe and Cliff was another one. Different style than Lincoln Riley. But I think the NFL, we go through these waves of hot college coach, Chip Kelly, let's bring in that offense. Let's go. I'm not sure any teams are running and rolling out the red carpets for a college coach right now as far as how the last few have gone, and there are some very worthy candidates in the league.
I'm also curious about the Cardinals as they move forward. Kyler Murray is going to practice. If you're Kyler Murray, you want to play because you want to win so they don't draft your replacement. But if you're the front office, do you want Kyler Murray to play and maybe prevent you from getting Caleb Williams and restarting your franchise?
What's interesting is, you know, Kyler during the summer went to Norman, Oklahoma. They were either honoring him or they were putting a statue of him because he won the Heisman. And all of the Cardinals brass went, the head coach, the president, the GM, the PR guy, Mark Dalton. They all flew into Norman, Oklahoma. And it was like one of these moments where I'm like, it's a summer weekend. The last thing I'm sure Monty Austin Fort needs to be doing is flying to Norman. And I started texting people in the Arizona organization and it was like, how's Kyler doing? And they're like, he's been amazing. Like at the facility warming up, at the facility rehabbing. And I think there's this vision that like, oh, well, Kyler's done because he hurt his knee. And I get the feeling that they doubled down on Kyler. They paid him his money. They fired the GM who signed him to that deal. They fired the head coach who went and drafted him first overall. But like, I get the feeling that organization and Bidwill, they are still all in on Kyler. So if they were to win a couple games with Kyler and they missed out on Caleb Williams, I don't think anyone would be shaking their fist. I think that building still believes in him. And to Kyler's credit, the narrative, at least internally, has changed. And hopefully externally, he'll be able to show it on the field this season.
How real is the Aaron Rodgers coming back late this season, do you think?
Very real. Yeah, very real. I've spoken to Salah both on Good Morning Football and off the record. And no, the key thing is, like, these guys are not doctors. These are not individuals who are going to be telling him what he cannot do and what he can do. And there's not going to be anyone there to say, hey, go out there and play. We want you out there. Rodgers is wired differently, as we know, and he is committed to getting back on that field. Now, he's got the top medical staff in the world with Eletrosh and, of course, the Jets. If they tell him that this is, like, you know, possibly can ruin your career, it could actually hurt you long-term in your life, I would like to think cooler heads are prevailing, but, like, he is dead set, laser focused on getting back for the end of the season. And if the Jets can just hang in there and make these games competitive, and if Zach Wilson can do enough to get them into a
position where in late December, early January, they're playing relevant football, like, I would not in the slightest be shocked. Rodgers seems to have a focus, and the doubters are feeding him in so many ways in his life. Now, I guess he's going to defy science, which I think wouldn't be odd for Aaron Rodgers in the last couple of years. He kind of stick over by the beat of his own drum and thinks that his body can will this thing to happen. And here we go.
Who gets traded?
I think there's interesting names. So, like, I would have told you 2 days ago, and I'm not trying to say, oh, you know, pat me on the back, but, like, Hardman was a name that hasn't been playing. You looked at Frank Clark in Denver. That wasn't working out. And, of course, Randy Gregory, what was going on there in Denver as well. But I would look at players who are making big money who not necessarily are getting big snaps. So, again, Carl Lawson, a player in the Jets. They've got a huge defensive lineman rotation. Carl Lawson can still play good football. Hasn't been in the mix necessarily with that. You look at some of the running backs in the league. You look at guys that, you know, maybe Rashawn Penny up there in Philadelphia, who was a big signing. It's a big, but they got their guys. DeAndre Swift and Gainwell have been the guys. Do you ship him off to a contender instead and say, well, look, we don't have the best use for him for what he's getting snap-wise? I hate saying names. I name those two because often they don't get traded. And you're like, well, what the heck? You said no. But those are the players that are looking to be moved. Then you look at teams. You look at Denver. You know, and in Denver's situation, a lot of these guys, you know, they've been making big money with different people bringing them in. You look at Carolina. Okay, well, what can we ship off? We've done it in the past. Like, is Brian Burns available? Well, surely looks like a silly move to trade Christian McCaffrey a couple of years ago. Are they going to make that mistake twice and trade a star player and say, well, we were done for the season? Big money, big snaps, and for teams that aren't necessarily contending, those are the guys I would circle.
What about Derrick Henry, that possibility, or Davante Adams?
I don't think Titans view like they're out of this thing. Davante Adams, they, you know, I see the Instagram post. He's writing the Iliad on an interesting Instagram post. They won the last two games. So, like, the Raiders, they still think they're in this thing, and he's a great player. Now, look at, like, Hunter Renfro. In 2 years with Josh McDaniels, hasn't been a focus. So it's maybe Hunter Renfro a possibility? Yes, but I don't think Davante Adams. Another one, the Cousins thing. I reported this on Fox NFL Kickoff last week. Yes, in fantasy football and on paper, like, Kirk Cousins, he's in his final year of his contract, and he's making $35 million, and you look at what's left, and it's actually not that bad a contract for a contender, but the Vikings still believe they're in it, and the Vikings still believe that Kirk is their best option at quarterback, and after beating the Bears, they don't see this thing as done deal, so they're looking to be competitive. So it's, I don't think you're going to get a star player like Derrick Henry or Kirk Cousins in the next couple of weeks.
He hosts The Season with Peter Schrager podcast, available wherever you listen to your podcast. Also, he'll be a contestant next week on Celebrity Jeopardy. Did you already tape it?
Yes. Have you done it?
No. I have no interest in doing it.
Why not?
I don't know. You know, when they were asking if you wanted to host Jeopardy, they were looking for a new host there. I told them I didn't want to do that.
I see. I would think you would be incredible in that role.
I had the opportunity, had Alex Trebek retired when they thought he was going to retire, then I was going to be offered the job. And then it didn't happen. I did Sports Jeopardy, which I loved. But no, I don't want to get on there because you're going to miss a question and people are going to go, how could you miss that? But when you're up there fighting for survival, and I would see this with these contestants, man, and you would be, it'd be the most obvious question. You'll go,
blank or blank.
Yes. Did you have a moment? Did you have a moment?
Multiple. But let me tell you something. Unlike you, I am a glory hog, a fame whore, loved being on TV, and thought that this was going to be like, look, the writers were on strike. The actors were on strike. Peter Schrager for Celebrity Jeopardy. I don't think that's coming around too often. So I ran at the opportunity.
Okay.
Flew out to L.A. Can I tell you, it was the coolest experience of my life. It films next Wednesday. It's airing next Wednesday at 8 o'clock Eastern. And I want everyone to watch. Either you like me or you hate me, you're going to enjoy the experience. But let me tell you the crazy part about it. So I had answers, but no one tells me about the buzzer. It's all about the buzzer.
The timing.
So here's the rule. Ken Jennings gives you the clue and say the answer is like, this wide receiver, you know, caught 100 passes for the Rams a couple of years ago. And he says it like that. So I'm like, who is Cooper Kupp? Who is Cooper Kupp? But you're not allowed to buzz until after he finishes the clue. And if you buzz before the clue, you're locked out for like 5 seconds. So if you see anyone on Jeopardy going like this, like frantically, like it's because they buzzed early. So win or lose or whatever, the buzzer is most of the skill set here. And once you get that rhythm down, it becomes a little easier. I'll tell you, I went up against Mira Sorvino, who's won an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, Mira Sorvino is a huge actress. She's, you know, Romeo and Michelle and Mighty Aphrodite. Her father's Paul Sorvino. What do you think her reaction was when she comes into Celebrity Jeopardy and she sees Peter Schrager, host of cable television's Good Morning Football?
Wait, that sounded like that would have been a question by, you know, or an answer. Who is Peter Schrager? Yeah, nobody knows.
Yeah. I'm sure Mira is watching Good Morning Football. Mira's here to watch the Jaguars O-line talk this morning. It was awesome. They were cool. Ken Jennings was cool. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I cannot reveal how I did.
Okay.
But I wasn't embarrassed, I'll tell you that.
Did they have some football questions for you?
There was a couple, and I will tell you, I was making sure that I got those, okay, and I was right. But the buzzer screwed me a couple times, and people are probably going to be like, how does he not know that?
But this is what I was told, that one of the contestants we had for Sports Jeopardy, he said he studied my cadence in how I delivered the clue, because he wanted to know when he could buzz in. Because you're right, it's all about timing. When you see Fritzy would be, you know, slamming it down when the Danettes were on. Yes. And this guy said he studied my cadence of how I delivered a clue.
Brilliant.
To know the timing. And he was unbelievable. He would buzz in, and the other guys are, you could see them just slamming their thumbs down because they were shut out. Couldn't get in.
Dude, you would have loved this. So I got told like 8 days in advance that I'm sure someone dropped out. They're like, do you want to go? I'm like, yes. So I get on the plane, and if someone told you like you're on Jeopardy tomorrow, like what would you, I swear I was on the plane, like,
studying.
You know, like Southwest flight, like, you know, boarding group B. And I'm like on Wikipedia with the janky Wi-Fi, like state capitals. Clouds. I'm like, I might need to know cumulus clouds. I looked up Bonaparte. I'm like, give me some Bonaparte facts. Let's get Napoleon involved. None of those topics came out. It was like words that start with the letter H, you know, like none of the you can ever. So I started studying U.S. presidents. Like, none of it mattered. None of it mattered.
It was like when I hosted the Olympics and I thought, God, I got to know every Olympian. I have to know everything about everything. And it was ruining my experience until Al Michaels goes, Dan, my man, just know the next 15 minutes. That's
yes!
it. That's it. It. Don't know everything. Just know the next 15 minutes of what you're covering. I go, thank you, Al. Thank you.
The funniest thing, just real quick, you like this. I'm against Mira Sorvino. I'm like, all right, actress. I Google her. Went to Harvard and is an ambassador for the UN.
Poll question, Seton, would you give that to our celebrity here?
Yes.
Peter Schrager. Who is Peter Schrager? Correct.
Let's see. We have Trevor Lawrence is a ... top 10 quarterback. Somewhat disappointing.
Hmm. Go top 10 quarterback. They've won a couple games in a row. They've won 3 games in a row. He's done. He's won a playoff game. Like, yeah, he's fine. He's not in the conversation with the other guys just yet, but we've been watching him since high school. We've been hearing about him since high school. And for him not to fall on his face is an achievement in itself. And I think he makes the Jaguars relevant come December and January. So, yeah, I'm going to say the first part, top 10 quarterback, sure.
How threatening are the Saints?
I don't know. They're like Jekyll and Hyde. You know, they beat the snot out of the Patriots, and then they lose a tough one in Houston. They're a nice team, and they're probably going to win that division. I would think that them and Tampa are going to be in the final conversation. But, like, going into the Superdome is hard. I don't know if you're, you know, shaking in your boots in the playoffs if you're a Niners or an Eagles team and Derek Carr and Dennis Allen are coming to town.
Good luck on Celebrity Jeopardy. Well, you already know how you did, but we're with you. 110%. We're with you.
Yeah.
Now some of us are rooting for Mira Sorvino. Just want to let you know. Yeah.
She brings it.
No names here, but just some people secretly are like, I'm not rooting for Schrager.
That's it.
Sorvino.
I understand.
My best to the crew there at Good Morning Football.
You're the man.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
That's Peter Schrager. He's one of the co-hosts there. Good Morning Football, Monday through Friday at 7 Eastern. Very entertaining show. You do a great job. Also, his podcast, The Season with Peter Schrager. You spelled it S-C-H-R-A-G-E-R. Podcast available wherever you get your podcast. And also, He's a celebrity on Celebrity Jeopardy. We're back after this. Every great day starts the night before. I love saying that because I have a great day, and it started the night before. Sleep Number. Right now, save up to $500 on the new Sleep Number smart beds, plus special financing only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. You're going to find out about a Sleep Number and Sleep IQ technology. My Sleep Number is 75. Also, you'll find that the beds adjust on each side, so the ideal firmness is up to you. You don't need any referee. Also, new temperature benefits. Yeah, you can warm or cool the mattress. You stay sleeping comfortably throughout the night because Sleep Number beds automatically respond and adjust to your movements so you stay sleeping comfortably. They give you sleep tips, consistent sleep schedule. Make sure you cut down on caffeine. Like, they got all the answers for you. There's no excuse for not getting a great night's sleep. Sleep Number, an official Crucial Catch partner of the NFL. See store for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you like where Mercedes-Benz has been, you're going to like where they're going. With a full range of EVs now available at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz is turning electric completely on its head. Experience the all-electric EQB, a versatile luxury SUV that can seat as many as seven. The brilliantly advanced and superbly equipped EQE SUV, positively alive with groundbreaking technology. The inspired EQE, the electric sedan with energizing comfort features that recharge you. The boundlessly capable EQS SUV, a vehicle that takes luxury and innovation to places they've never been before. And of course, the magnificent EQS, the flagship of all EVs, delivering the Mercedes electric experience on a truly epic scale. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at your local dealer or mbusa.com/EQ.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The book is available. So is the audiobook. It's the occasionally accurate annals of football, the NFL's greatest players plays, scandal screw-ups, plus stuff we totally made up, a book that I co-wrote with Joel Cohen, who's a writer for The Simpsons, and it is available, the audio version of that. Marvin and I had a lot of fun. After the shows, in the afternoon, I'd come in and do the book, and probably like 2 hours each day for around 3 or 4 days, and we had a lot of fun. There were times when we just started laughing because there's some silly stuff in that book.
A lot of rereading with some of those.
Yeah. Marvin would go, you better do that again. And I was like, I had a snot bubble one time, and I'm like, I'm having a hard time getting through this. But a lot of fun things in there available wherever you get books or you get your audiobooks as well. What would be your best non-sports category if you were on Celebrity Jeopardy? Like, if that category came up, you'd go, I will get every one of these. Marvin, what would be your category?
I'm going to go music.
Okay. But I think we'd have to have specific there, because if it was country music, then that's music.
You don't know me. Okay, you're right. Maybe like 80s music, 90s, like something in a specific decade.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That might be mine.
Seton, how about you? Non-sports related category.
Man, it's tough to not say music, like 90s grunge or something. Oh, you know, okay. Anything that from when I was in high school.
Foo Fighters on Saturday Night Live coming up this weekend, I believe.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. You don't like the Foo Fighters?
No, I'm okay with the Foos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
You like Dave Grohl, you just don't like the Foo Fighters.
I love Dave Grohl, yeah. And I think they have some truly great songs.
Paulie, what would be your category?
Non-sports.
Yeah.
You know, this might sound weird, pastas. Like, if you gave descriptions of pastas, and then I had to guess which one were, like,
okay.
I make them, I eat them, I've seen a little bit, I've read about them.
Okay.
Or, you know, like meats and stuff like that. Yeah.
Bolognese?
Yeah. I really think I can nail that one.
Todd, what about you?
Tubing in the 80s, something cute like that. Something where, like, TV shows, movies, all things 80s.
Hmm.
Bolognese is a sauce, by the way, not a...
Right. Well, pastas, I thought you said sauces and noodles and stuff.
We'll wink at it.
No. Noodles are not
no,
pasta.
No, he did not. Huh?
Can't say noodles either.
Yeah.
If it was 80s actresses, 80s actresses...
We know which one Todd's not doing well in.
Is famous the pasta gravies.
Guy. Yeah. We got baseball this afternoon and tonight. You got football tonight. Also, directional football tonight. We got a few games. James Madison against Marshall. Rice against Tulsa. What are some of the other matchups, Paulie?
Directional matchups. North Carolina Central. So it's both North Carolina and Central to the state.
Okay.
Against Morgan State, which is not in Morgan. It's in Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay. Yeah, what time?
And I'll be going in the direction of Jaguars Saints and the baseball playoffs.
Thank
you.
I didn't ask you. Yes, Paul.
Also, the direction. Southeastern Louisiana, which is, I think, in Hammond.
Hammond.
And Northwestern State University, which is in Nagadoches. I think that's how you pronounce
it. I've never heard of that university. I don't
Northwestern
think.
State?
No. That sounds fictitious.
They're 0-5, 0-1 in the conference, okay. But and they're going against 0-7 Southeastern Louisiana.
Something's got to give.
Someone's going to win that one.
Todd has his tribute to Paulie, who was Burt Young, the actor who played Paulie in Rocky, and of course Eye of the Tiger. I said, he did a tribute to Olivia Newton-John when she passed away. Very touching tribute. And so, Todd, if you want to sing Eye of the Tiger, your tribute to the actor Burt Young who played Paulie.
Let's give it a shot.
Okay.
Feeling down, my heart lost its beat. Guess it was his time an angel dances. I'm feeling distant, can't back on my feet. Not too sure how I'm gonna survive. I know that I won't get past this fast. Just lost my passion, sad story. I've lost my grip, now sweet dreams in the past. I must fight just to feel I'm alive. Sad eyes for Paulie now that he's lost the fight. To rise up a challenge dead on arrival. And the last Rocky survivors are losing much sleep at night. But he's watching us all from above. Tribute to Paulie.
All righty.
I got one more verse.
Oh,
no?
God.
Face the facts.
Well, Todd, you're actually so far ahead of the music.
I know. Yes. We're breaking in 2 minutes. I feel rough.
See, there we go. Now we caught up.
Face the facts. Oh, no. There won't be another. Lost my appetite, just got hungry. I miss the guy who played Adrian's brother. Was he killed or did he die of an illness? Sad eyes for Paulie now that he's lost the fight to rise up a challenge dead on arrival. And the last Rocky survivors are losing much sleep at night, but he's watching us all from above. Tribute to Paulie.
Let's go.
All righty.
Thank you, Tom. Second verse.
Thank you, Tom. Wow. That's quite a tribute. Do you think when Paulie, Burt Young gets to heaven and sees Olivia Newton-John and then he goes, hey.
What the hell is that guy down there doing?
Yeah, Todd. How about that Todd Fritz tribute song?
Send him straight to hell.
Yes. Yes, Paul.
I'm not sure what my favorite part was. Line two, his heart lost its beat about a man's heart stopping and actually dying. Or that he suggested that Burt Young may have been murdered verse two.
I like that he's dead on arrival, though.
It was unclear to me. I just know that he passed away. I wasn't sure if there was an accident or he just was suffering.
I think we would have, you know, if he was murdered. Here we go.
Get embarrassed on radio and TV. Let's get quizzical, quizzical. I want to get quizzical.
Let's get into quizzical.
Let me hear your answer now. Your answer now. Let me
hear. Okay.
Number two song in 1981. Solid Gold Countdown.
Yeah. But you know what's amazing is Todd thinks it's actually good. Like, that's the scary part.
I thought it was at the worst serviceable.
It was
not very good.
It was horrible. It was horrible.
Poor Olivia.
But it was content. And the timing was terrible, too. I mean, how you sang the song and that you put that song out right after she died.
It wasn't meant to be disrespecting, but I guess it was.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it was. Yes, it was.
I love Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
I like that we never rehearse anything. It's the best.
Yeah, there's nothing scripted here. That's for
Sandy.
Sure.
Sandy!
Yeah, thank you. Was he murdered or did he die of natural causes?
Was he killed or did he die of some illness?
Chris Collinsworth will stop by. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk on the Caleb Williams story. Final hour on the way on this Thursday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.